Welcome to Girl of Purposes Only podcast with me, your host, Princess Serafina. Join me Thursdays for all new episodes on all streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel for Girl of Purposes Only, no spaces. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share, and leave comments below. Today, I really want to make sure that this message reaches the community, a group of people that it is meant to reach. I pray that you receive it and it uplifts you and bring you into a better space. I want to talk about how we perceive suffering. And the reason that I chose this topic is because I was reading this book by James Allen called As a Man Thinketh. And it really just talks about how we create our own reality, how our thoughts create our behaviors. And our circumstances are the one thing we can't control, but the way we think literally determines the outcome of the circumstance. And it's so crazy because I've been looking at this book. I've had it for quite some time and I read it, but I never got to the end. And it's not a long read. I think it's about 180 pages. So you can read it in a day, but it's so full of like thoughts. It's so full of meaningful information that it's something I sit down and pick back up. But the reason why it ties into the topic, because there's this page about like suffering and how it ties to, if you view suffering in a negative light, that means that you're impure. And what that means to me is that God uses good circumstances and bad circumstances to create beautiful things. I can't really say that in the moment when I'm going through a bad circumstance, like how beautiful it is. And so at the end, when I see how much of it has changed me or challenged me. And I think it brings me back to the quote saying that if you view suffering negatively, then you're impure. And I'm just like, wow, that really means a lot. Like that really holds a lot of power in its statement, because every situation shapes us and molds us into who we become and who we see ourselves as. So it's like, if you're down and out through a moment of a bad time or something severe like takes place in your life, and you see it as a moment to reflect negativity or reflect despair, it's like you're viewing the situation through a negative lens, which also goes back to the way that you think. And myself, I consider myself to be positive, especially when it pertains to others. But like with my own situations, I can be a bit of a hard critic. So when I'm going through circumstance, I'm always like trying to figure out where I messed up at, instead of like using the circumstance for a moment to grow, for a moment to evolve. So last week, we had really heavy rainfalls, and I tutored from my home in the moment. So my basement was like flooded, and my basement has flooded before. So it's not something that I'm like, it's new to me, but it flooded like severely. My daughter calls me like, Mom, and she shows me a FaceTime of like my basement just flooded. And, you know, in the moment, the old me would have just panicked and kind of just was like, see, this is why nothing works out. You know, this isn't meant for me. I'm not supposed to be doing this. I take everything as a sign. But the signs, when I like in those moments, I take them negatively instead of just using those as moments to grow. So I am a homeowner. So these are things that are open to, like subject to. So it's not like this is something that shouldn't have happened to me. So, you know, I just tell my daughter in the moment, you know, go ahead, just get bags, bag up what's on the floor if you can, because I have books and stuff, so, and boxes of things. So I'm like, make sure you just get up what you can, and I'll just go ahead and cancel tutoring today. It took for me to be able to walk with Christ and like be able to really trust that I'm not going through any situation alone. And also to, you know, understand that this is what comes with being a homeowner. So when I got home, it's like the smell was really bad because of the water from outside. So I like walk in home and I'm just like, oh, it stinks in here. But you know, I don't like worry about it in that moment. I try not to even stress about it. I take it as a day to like get in my Bible. So that day I went to the store, got some tabs, some highlighters, a new journal. And I kind of just was like intentional to use it for my studies with Bible study. And I just studied that day. The next day, I was like, all right, I got a meeting after work. I'm just go to Lowe's, get whatever I can get, and just go home and clean it up so I can be able to tutor on Thursday. And that's exactly what I did. And we were able to make it look like it never flooded in the first place. It was a family group thing, and we just pushed through the circumstance and, you know, bought the materials that I needed and was able to get up all the water and be able to have tutoring the next day. And I really, like, at the end of that, I was so happy. Like, I was really proud of myself, how I, like, overcame that situation. Something that would have normally, like, made me feel like, okay, this isn't meant to be. Just, it was just a very overcoming moment. I was able to look at myself like, you really pushed through that. Like, you really overcame what you would have normally done. And, like, just being a homeowner overall, like, just being prepared for these type of moments, being prepared for things to go wrong. I don't have anybody to call in those moments, like a landlord. So it's like, this is what it takes. And especially for me, wanting more, I have to realize that wanting more also comes with having to do more. So in that moment, I was able to show up for myself and, like, really push through and not let the negatives, I don't even want to say negative, not let that current circumstance bring about negative thoughts. It makes me just think about, like, how many times in the past have I let negative situations control my thoughts, make me think differently about myself, and how those thoughts become reality and how they manifest into my everyday life, how I'm unable to do things, how I'm unable, you know, just in my last pod episode, I talked about how me wanting to buy a house with a partner and my reasoning being, like, stuff like that. I don't want to deal with stuff like that. I don't want to be mopping and squeegeeing my basement floor from flooded water or from whatever. And it really, you know, taught me a lot about myself that because of those thoughts, the situations still take place. And however I changed my thought in that moment, I was able to be like, you know, I necessarily don't need another individual to overcome this. I just have to have the right mindset to be able to see through these type of challenges. So sufferings are one thing that we're guaranteed. We're going to live a life with chaos. We're going to live a life with, you know, situations not playing out the way they are supposed to. And it's really our mentality, how we respond to those situations, that tell us about our character, and our thoughts tell us who we are. So changing the way I think with situations, changing the way I view when things are happening or going left, really has empowered me. So it's beauty in suffering. So that's what makes it impure, because the statement still says, if you view suffering in a negative way, then you're impure. You're impure. So now, since I've seen that situation as an opportunity to grow, as an opportunity to persevere, as an opportunity to overcome, I see how beautiful that situation was for me. And now I'm like, wow, I can't wait to apply this, like, going forward. I can't wait to see where something else goes wrong and how I think about the situation, how it builds up character in me, how I overcome, or what else I can add to, like, my belt of confidence, or what are the ways I can grow and evolve from these type of situations. The old me, though, I probably would have, like, wanted to quit my business. I probably would have changed something again. I probably would have considered that this wasn't for me and believed it and just did something else. But, like, in that situation, I really feel like, nah, I can get through this. And if I can get through this, I can get through a ton of more. So if I can get through this, then I can get through way more. So it was like a test for me. And I, even when I talked to God about it, I'm like, oh, I know that was a test. Like, I knew it was, because how quickly things shifted. Like, it was flooded Tuesday, gone Wednesday. And Thursday, I was back in business. So it was just like, when you're operating a business or when you are trying to elevate, there are going to be circumstances that literally are out of your control. And the only way through is to how you handle those situations. So looking at circumstances without looking at circumstances as flaws or as interruptions in the plan, when really they're a part of the plan. And God uses negative and positive situations to build us. So it's like, now I'm at a place where it's like, okay, what you got? Like, what's next? Like, what else can I overcome? Like, how much can I endure without breaking? And not saying that I want those type of situations to break me, but I would really like to challenge myself. I would really like to see how much more of myself is there. Like, how much more can I overcome? Like, how much is there in me that I don't know about, because I've never put in my mind that I'm able and I'm capable, instead of, like, limiting myself, based on what I want, based on the reality and what I think of myself. So as I reflect back to moments in my life, like just being a single mom and just like raising my kids on my own, like my last house I was renting and my landlord, I had lived there for 3 years and it was like one water meter in the house and my landlord wanted us to split the water bill, but it was like 60-40 because I had children and my neighbor at the time didn't. But like I'm constantly telling my landlord, like, you know what, there's more people in that home. It's a 3-bedroom house. Like it was just hard to believe that one person would live there. So I kept telling him, like, you know, there's more people coming in and out. There's these people in there. And he just did not want to hear me out. And me being the only adult in my home and having 3 kids and making me pay 60% of the water bill, I don't know. I just didn't see that as fair. So I was at work one day and I got a call from the police. And they were like, we need you to come home. It was just so awkward. And I'm just like, come home? Like, what's going on? So I get home and basically, I don't know what happened. Some type of criminal activity happened with one of the guests in their house. And they were just like, basically saying my kids were home. They just wanted to make sure they were okay. And I was just like, whew. I was a little nervous about that. The girls were a little bit nervous. So I'm like, okay. And everything turned out fine, but I end up like, you know, hitting my landlord up. Like, you know, I told you that there was more people staying there. And he was just like so adamant about, well, are you going to pay rent? And I was just like, well, whoa, wait a minute. You know what I mean? Like, I'm telling you, people are living there now. And now you don't want to compensate me. You don't want to reimburse me for anything. Or are you going to make changes going forward? So he was like being really pushy, threatened to file an eviction. And mind you, I've been there for 3 years at this point. So it's like I got seniority here and I couldn't understand why my landlord was moving like that. And I was just like, here's another circumstance where I wasn't necessarily prepared to move, but I knew I wanted more for myself. But I was like, all right, well, let's see. And I kind of like challenged myself in that moment to start looking for other places. And as I was looking for other places, I was like, I wasn't finding anything. And I was getting, it was becoming very hard and I was becoming weary. Like, I don't know. And I've already told him and I definitely don't want to stay here now because he's not splitting anything. And I was getting like nervous about my situation. But even then, like I pushed through. He ended up filing the eviction because I refused to pay, especially if you were going to put, you know, you weren't going to change the circumstances. And I got a U-Haul. I packed all my things in a U-Haul. It was actually the day before my birthday. Got all my things in a U-Haul. And they told me, you know, you're going to have to pay him, which I still refused to because I felt like it was very unjust, the situation. And I had to stay in hotels like every other week and with friends. And it was like a very hard situation. The way things were looking, I really couldn't see that things were going to get better. Like the situation was going to change. And then like eventually I came up on a house on Craigslist, which is even stranger. And it ended up being the home that I currently own today. So it was like, even in those moments, like the situation wasn't as what it seems to be. It didn't look promising. And the circumstance was what it was. But like my mindset about it really brought the best results. I was able to purchase a home. I didn't even have to rent another home. And I was like, wow, I was suffering. I was living in a hotel. I was Ubering everywhere. I was staying with a friend in a 1-bedroom with my 3 kids and just like trying to see things through, like trying to really push through. And I feel like that was another moment where I didn't let my mindset change based on the reality of the situation. And at that moment, I didn't even have a relationship with God. So it was just like, wow, I was so like honored. Like the day I was like moving out of my storage unit, I was like crying in tears because I just couldn't believe it. Like, how did this play out this way? Like how? And it was really just, you know, having that positive mindset, seeing things through, being hopeful, trusting in myself, trusting in things that can change. And I really now can be able to use that mindset from a different standpoint and apply it elsewhere and just like the flood in my basement and just be like, I'm really built for tough. Like I can get through whatever. I don't have to allow my circumstances to determine my results. So I hope that definitely helps someone else when they're trying to overcome their current situation. I know it's hard in the moment to see things through because faith is like invisible. So the reality of faith is invisible. What you want is invisible, but in those situations, like, just having the right mindset plays a big part. Because if I would have just, like, gave up, I would have probably been staying with my mom. And there's nothing wrong with going home to live with your parents, but, like, not me with three kids. Not me after everything I've been through. Could I go backwards? And I didn't want to. I had to stay with my mom for 2 months during that process, but it wasn't something that I wanted long term. And I was, like, proud of that. And I'm just very grateful for the mindset that I do have, the mindset that builds character over failure, like in situations that are meant to bring you down, meant to tear you apart. I think that's what makes people successful. I think that is their fear and their overcome of failure. So I say all this to say that even in the midst of your storms, even in the midst of your trials and tribulations, there is a rainbow after all of that. So be able to foresee those changes, be able to look forward to the results of overcoming the specific challenge. So remove the negative relationship with circumstance and be able to see this is going to build something in me. This is going to bring about a more confident, a more persevering, a more, you know, overcoming person in the end, because that's all it's doing is building you into purpose, building you and preparing you for the things that you say you want. You can't go through life thinking everything is going to flow and as if things don't happen. So having the character to be able to withstand challenges can definitely play a big role in your success. I can't tell you how many times I remind my students about how many times publishers and authors go through edits and revisions, and stories and books have pages and chapters that are endless. So to be able to see things through to for the end goal. So for me, it's a building for my tutoring business. For you, it may be, you know, the start of your business. Like, kill that mindset that these circumstances are trying to hold you back and have a different mindset as what is this circumstance is trying to build in me? What is it trying to get me to be able to persevere through? Because the challenges only get stronger with each new level. Remember, you are not alone on this healing journey. It's spiritual, not personal. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Grow Purposes Only. Until next time, grow gracefully.